Showman, I'm currently testing the new butt plug 4000, yo! When inserted into your bum hole, this plug can make you fart at distances of over 40 miles, yo! Now, if you're too young to see this, or you're offended by this shit, well, get the fuck out of BDO Radio right now!
Oh yeah, welcome back to BDO Radio, and this is your host, Budweiser. And you're listening to show number 8. It's reason why I put so much emphasis on show number 8 is because it's, it's not really been long awaited, as we've kept the listeners busy with Drug Ring 2167 for a while, but it's been wondered by some, you know, hey, where's the new recorded shows gonna be coming our way? Well, the reason why there's such a big time gap, I think our last show is something like end of April or maybe early May, but I think it's an end of April show. Show number 7 was released in like second half of April, and reason why we had such a huge gap in the production of recorded shows is not because I got lazy, not because I sat back on BDO and said, you know, I'm gonna take it easy now. It's neither because of BDO Television, which has been busy with the production of Jam Sessions for most of the year, but right now it's pretty much idle. There are some ideas coming up left and right for that, but it is not due to BDO Television. It is due to what I mentioned a few seconds ago, Drug Ring 2167. Yeah, I basically decided to jump back into the production of that story in about mid-April, right before releasing show number 7. In fact, I drop a word about it in show number 7, I think. Anyways, but my sole intent was to complete the story, so I told myself that I would not go back to recorded shows or anything else of BDO until I was completely done with that series. And well, that's what happened. I got to the end of it. I'm so fucking happy, and I know this show's gonna get old with time, and it's probably gonna be an integral part of the playlist and all, especially for the content that I'm gonna be talking about in a few minutes. But when it comes to Drug Ring 2167, there's probably, and this is why I say, I know these shows get old with time, but I'm going to say this anyways, there's probably still mention of it somewhere on the first page of the website. It's a story that I started producing last year in 95, in March of 95 to be precise, is when I released a few episodes, and it was put on hold basically from like May in 2005, to this year, like 2006. Anyways, I think I said 95 a few seconds ago. I meant 2005, obviously. Yeah, anyways, the production started last year and finally went back into full motion this year, to the point where, well, a final product was released on BDO Radio. And I think that, you know, it's not only a great relief for me to have the story complete, but just the fact that we released that final episode seems to have made people who had no interest in the story at the beginning now want to listen suddenly to the whole thing in one shot. And obviously those episodes are available for download on the website. You want to look through the website on the first page. I will probably, over very long periods of time, keep an ad of Drug Ring 2167 on the first page. You click on that, and that's going to take you to the place where you can download the entire story for yourself. It will play on BDOradio.com very often, because it's this is one of the creations I'm most proud of. I wouldn't have been proud of this creation if I didn't get to the end of it. I'm really proud of it because I finished a fucking 3-hour radio play. It was no little walk in the park. It was really hard work, and it's just, well, it's something to be proud of as a radio station producer, or whatever you want to call me. I'm basically the founder of BDO, but you know, I do way more than just found the goddamn station. I basically do everything, and in this story, not only do I do everything, but even the characters are all voiced by me. I mean, I'm the one who makes each character in that story, so it was really a lot of hard work, and I'm just super glad to have gotten to the end of it and be able to say to the listeners now, well, here's the whole story. It's the final product that you can get and listen. I do have intentions of remaking episode number 1 because there are a few technical issues with it that I'd like cleaned up so that it matches the standards of the rest of the story. And once that's done, I mean, this thing is going to be just flying on its own. And I'm not done talking about it. I mean, there's so many little factors in that story, so many things that I've learned, not only in audio editing, but in story writing through that story. So I realized that lots of things of writing a story are way more fucking complicated than you could ever imagine. I mean, writing a 15-minute to read story would have been easy, okay? That is really, I've had this talent since I was a little kid to write stories like that real fast and end up with like 5 pages of material. Okay, that's easy. But if you're gonna ask me to write a 120-page document, well, a story, which is basically what is Drug Ring 2167, 120 pages, I, this is where you realize when you're up to page 15, you've written down shit and stated facts in your story that you eventually accidentally alter yourself later in the story. Some numbers change or some factors change, and you're like, oh shit, wait a minute, I gotta go back and correct that. And you were changing the numbers just because you needed something specific to happen to the story to get to another chapter or something. And and then you end up realizing that because of the way you wrote the story initially, you can't use the tools you thought they had to create your chapter change, so you gotta basically scrap everything and start from scratch again on your chapter, the chapter where you're having an issue. And well, in Drug Ring 2167, this happened to me so many times. For those of you who are very familiar with the story, the way Haley becomes a main character in terms of story plot, at the end, at episode 6, he becomes basically one of the key characters in the plot. I wanted to do this. My intention to do this in episode 6 appeared while I was writing episode 4, believe it or not. That was my intention already, that Haley would become a key character in the way this story unfolds. And basically, I thought I had the tools. I was like, because Haley was supposed to be on the NSS 421 a little later than he was in the story for real, for this to work well. And I realized as I was writing the story and going, yes, 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 I got it. At some point I went, holy shit, wait, no, I don't have it. The moment where I expect Haley to be on the ship before leaving, he's already gone. And then I was like, fuck, I have to rethink everything to make this work, because I want Haley to have picked up something at the NSS 421 before leaving to purge his sentence. And it didn't make any sense to me. And then I was like, shit, then I have to make Haley work fast. And I sort of modified my thought and I ended up with the same plot, but I could have fucked myself over very well over there. And the big dynamic of this is that I could not re-release episode 3 to change the way shit happened just so that I could fit in episode 4 the way things. Anyways, it was just really complicated to come back on my steps sometimes, and sometimes you just can't come back on your own steps, and you can't change something that happens earlier in the story for the later benefit of it, because most of what you've written that's in the past is released on radio and already being enjoyed by listeners. It was a huge dynamic in the creation of this story, and it was a lot of fun too, I gotta admit. I mean, it makes my brain work a lot in a good way. This is not a job for me, it's more of like a hobby, so I can stay very calm in these situations easily and simply analyze and just find facts to create another plot or modify my plot. Anyways. And, in the end, I have to admit that episode 5 and 6 are slightly vague, but man, there's not one single mistake in there. Like, if people come up to me with questions about why this happened before that, or how did this happen, and how could it have happened when this guy was there, well, I have answers for everything. And yeah, it's really simple. Anyways, so the end of Drug Ring 2167 might make a few laugh quite hard, especially the last few moments where you've already known like all the answers you needed, and it's just like a 1 minute filler at the end where the guys are just basically having a conversation. That's one of the funnier parts of the entire story, I find. The last thing Haley says in the story is just fucking hilarious. It just caps up on this part where you're like, okay, well, I guess there's nothing wrong with these guys anymore. They can just go free and enjoy their lives. Which is a feeling I wanted to create at the end of the story. I didn't want to play games with my listeners. I wanted really the story to end. And leave room, obviously, if I ever want to reopen this project and, like, continue with more episodes, I can actually start a new plot over here, but I wanted to make sure the plot was over at episode 6. Like, if I'm gonna write another series of Drug Ring 2167, which would probably be, for instance, 6 episodes long, I would open up a new plot and not stick too much to the old one, because, well, the old one's over. I really wrap it up in episode 6. Now, before we go on with the show today, I want to let you know, now that you've not heard one skit yet or one anything, today's show could be considered in a certain way as a tribute, a simple tribute to bong.dhs.org, which is our ancestor station, which was also founded by me. Basically, it is technically the first station BDO has had on the air, but really the first station that was on the air, like I mentioned in show number one, was the Budweiser Weed station, which was like my first, very first station. The name didn't last very long. However, there was 40 shows made under that name, and one day, well, we had a hard drive failure and we lost everything. That's where I decided to change to bong.dhs.org, and did not change that name for many years to come. And well, then we decided to go with Bulldog Organizations, BDO Radio, and we decided to change a bit the axis of the content off weed onto more general comedy, which seems to be working fine. However, here's one thing: as a creator of material that I still have, I will never want to can what I did for bong.dhs.org, ever. Because it's good material, it's perfectly funny. I mean, there is no absolute need to can that material. If I had problems with the FCC because I was on some FCC-monitored broadcast medium, well, okay, there I could understand that there are some problems and I can't just do that. But I'm on Shoutcast, I can do whatever the hell I want, and it's not like if these skits were just funny to stoners. I mean, they are bong.dhs.org made skits. I can understand that. They are stoner oriented, but anyone can laugh at these. And I was just listening over to a few really old skits of bong.dhs.org, laughing my ass off because I'd forgotten half of them. And now, the only thing that keeps me away from these is the sound quality, because I used to save these at 24 kilobits per second, 22 kilohertz, and it did not sound too good. It sounded quite like, I don't know, cellular phone-like. And, well, with our new broadcast quality, which is 56K, which sounds a little more like a CD, I mean, I'm reluctant to using these old sound files and mastering them to get them out on the higher quality feed. But today I decided, what the hell, you know, I want to give, I've promised this to a lot of listeners for over time, that bong.dhs.org's material would never ever be put behind and will always find a way into our new recorded shows. Well, today I decided to make all the skits and the middle segment out of old bong.dhs.org vintage material. The only thing that's basically newly produced today are the interskits, which are those little tiny skits that follow a station ID. And those are all Jack's safety, road safety tips. So I'm going to be talking about those in the third segment of today's show. But well, for now, I just want you people to know that the material coming up might be familiar to a few listeners. Most of you, you might recognize the skit but not remember what was in it, because you have not heard this in so long. And some of you might just not know this at all and find it quite funny, because back in the days of bong.dhs.org, well, our skits were really fucking crazy. And today, I mean, we have quite a few gems, stuff that I would consider back in the day as classics, that will be basically returned to the playlist on BDO Radio. And these are pretty fucking crazy. I mean, you're getting the Stereo Shop as the first skit of the show, and then you get the Embassy Hotbox, which is basically an embassy meeting where there's a guy trying to convince everybody to legalize marijuana in their countries, and nobody accepts, so measures are taken to make these people accept. It's quite funny. Then you get the Stereo Shop. The first skit, the Stereo Shop, is me and Buffalio. This was made in 1999, and it's basically a really stoned guy selling stereos in a store and a normal schmo coming in to buy a stereo. And third and not least at all, you have a skit called Open Heart, which is also a Buffalo Yours Truly in Red made skit. This is a Trio of Death skit, and I'm basically an old man getting an operation. Buffalo is the stone slash drunk surgeon, and Red is the assistant, so it really makes for a really killer skit. And the middle skit is another Trio of Death production. Actually, no, this one's not a Trio of Death. It was recorded with CRX, Buffalo, and Yours Truly, called The Voyage in Space. Well, actually, it was initially called The Voyage in Space, but I think I'm giving it a new name in this show. I've already recorded the title name, so I'll only know in the third segment because I forgot what I called it. But that's the middle segment of the show, and it just is really interesting. This is a very old classic from 1999, mid-1999. It features basically the beginning of the chemistry between Buffalo, Red, and me, which was actually inaugurated on the Stone Paramedics skit, which is advisory number 44. And the advisories used to make the middle segment of this show were advisories, I believe, 85 and 86, which are The Journey in Space by bong.dhs.org, a total funny one, and it's been renamed for this show, but it's still the exact same skit. And that's what's coming up. So you got a skit coming up, which is going to be Stereo Shop, and then you're going to have another one, which is going to be that Voyage in Space one. And right after that, you're going to be getting the Embassy Hotbox. And after that, well, I'm going to be back on the air, and I'll tell you which skit is going to wrap up the show. So see you there, people, and keep on listening.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 87. Hi, I'm Jack. If you find yourself driving on the freeway in any lane and someone attempts to pass you, immediately accelerate. The person passing you is challenging you to a race to the death. If you give way, your life may be in danger. In the event that you win this race and pass the person who was initially going faster than you, resume your normal speed, preferably while driving in front of the person that tried to pass you. If the person behind you begins honking, do not feel alerted. This is only your opponent forfeiting victory to you and celebrating your win of the short race. In other words, it's a simple display of sportsmanship.
Hi, sir. I'd like to buy a stereo system.
How you doing? We got a lot of stereo systems over here. Do you know what kind you're looking for? Like, what type?
Well, I'd be looking for something to play my CDs and just play my music real loud and stuff.
Okay, well, we got a bunch of them. We got one here. You know, it's nice. Dark color. Okay, got all kinds of features. See? Look. How do you like this one?
But can you explain why it's flashing in the corner on top there? What is that feature?
That's when you put the tape in and you forget to take it out. Flashes before it ejects the tape, see? But it doesn't work only when you're not looking, so I can't show you. But it's nice though, can't you see? Got the digital hi-fi.
Yes, can I know the price before letting you go on?
Sure, it's $5,652.
What?
That's what? Too much?
It is extremely too much.
Alright, well, I knocked off a couple of bucks if you want that. See, look at this part right here. You can use this, you know. I used this part to make a bong last time, and it smokes perfectly.
You made a what?
A bong, you know, like one of these right here. See, you want a toke?
I want to buy a stereo system.
Look, okay, well. How you doing, son? How can I help you?
I was buying a stereo.
Yeah, okay. Alright. Well, I have this one. Oh, yeah, you've seen this one already. This part you can make a bong really nice. It pumps perfectly. You know, like one of these. Like, when you put the CD in this one, it sings the music straight to your brain. I tell you. You can even fit your head in the speaker. I tried it once, and now I can't hear from my left ear.
I'm looking for a plain stereo system at a reasonable price.
Oh, well, it is reasonable.
$5,610?
No, I'll give it to you for $3,760.
That's still very expensive for a stereo system.
But I told you, it's got the bong feature, and you could put CDs and tapes and CDs. You could make this part, you make a bong out of it, man. I've done it. I tell you, it's one of the best stereos.
I think you've already told me that.
It's a good one. It's a hi-fi technological breakthrough in making bongs. And Red, look, put your head in the speaker. I'm gonna turn it up. Tell you, you can't hear.
All right, I'll go with your thing there.
All right. See? There you go. Ain't that beautiful? There. Never felt nothing like that. All right. So, you like it? It's blue. Dark blue. And, well, you got, like I said, stuff. So,
Actually, you know what? Your stuff looks good. Can I buy some of your stuff instead?
Sure, man.
All right, yeah, $10, man. Here you go.
All right.
Give me a 10-piece.
There you go. You want to use my bong right here?
Yeah, thanks for the 10-piece. I'm going to have my bong hit now.
No problem, man. It's okay. My store is your store.
All right, thank you very much for the weed, huh?
Oh, no problem.
All right, see you.
And now, The Voyage in Space by BDO Radio.
Okay, so, I'm gonna check my computer and check where we're going. Here we go. Alright. Computer, where are we going?
Hi. Did you guys, like, cut down the weed in the place? Cause...
Negative, sir. We want to know our destination.
Well, I'm having a hard time finding the destination, cause, you know, you guys are, like, smoking weed around the place, and I'm having, like, a really hard time compiling my data. You know? So,
what? Data? Alright. We're going towards data, and we will find our destination. Now,
Exactly, where are we going, man?
Where are we going? We're going... Computer! Where the hell are we going?
Man, you just had another bong, and I think you got a whiff of it, because... I don't know, man. I forgot.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do on this trip, man?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to smoke weed, but in the experiment room, not in here, fuck.
Okay. I forget where the room of the experience room is, but,
I think it's in here. Whoops.
Okay.
So that's a misconception error, because there's just one room in this ship.
All right. So you don't know what we're doing.
We're not going fast enough, man. We have to go faster, man. Light speed, man.
Yeah. Computer, engage, light speed.
Just give me a sec. Where's the... Okay, I think it's on. Are we going backwards?
Yes. Affirmative.
Okay. Let me give the stop command. Okay, I think we're going light speed, like forward now.
Whoa. All right. And we shall reach our destination.
What is our destination?
Yes. Computer, destination, please.
I told you, man. Well, now.
Is there like a weed planet or something?
Yeah, but please keep me away from that, cause you know I'm trying to compile our path here, and I think. I'm not quite sure, but we're heading towards a big asteroid.
We're getting out of weed, man. We have to find a weed planet or something, because we're gonna die. We need some weed to succeed or shit.
Dude, then I gotta spin you guys back around to Earth.
We need the marijuana. So, we shall go to Pot Planet. Computer, find Pot Planet on the math charter.
Where the fuck is that map again?
It's near the Capricorn shit.
Yeah.
Guys, when you roll that big joint at the beginning of the trip, I think you use the map to roll the joint.
Okay, so we should know where it is, right?
Yeah, well,
we should know.
It's in our blood now, so we shall find the paradise.
Find the paradise. The weed paradise. Okay, computer, engage my bong utility.
What's the bong utility anyway?
Okay, I got the manual here. Alright. Computer, where the hell are we going?
Pot planet, man.
Use
we
the
lost
fuel
the map.
Wisely.
Computer, dump the fuel in the space.
Man, are you crazy? You know what's that gonna do? What that's gonna do, you know?
We're heading towards the sun. Oh, look at that. It's bright. Computer, follow the light.
Dude, that's bad to follow the light because it really hurts when you get into it.
That's it.
Hurts. Burning.
Burning. We need fire for our weed. We shall follow the light towards the heat and we shall engage our bungitivity.
Dude, I got integrated lighters, man. We don't need to go towards the light.
All right. We'll find ourselves a new planet. Computer, engage self-destruction mode.
What the fuck?
Let's find a primitive planet so we can be the king of the hill.
Yeah.
We'll find a primitive planet and cultivate their wheat.
Yes?
Yeah.
Computer! Disengage computer, please.
Man, there's no disengage function. I'm like always there bothering you.
Okay, computer.
Shut up.
Auto-destruct in 5.0 seconds.
That'll blow the ship, too.
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna make you smoke so you die.
Yes. Computer, engage in THC compatibility.
All right, but I don't see why, you know.
Not argue. You only listen.
Follow the order.
Yes.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's Road Safety Tip number 266. Hi, I'm Jack. If you are driving along a two-lane highway, find the car going at a speed that pleases you and immediately go in the lane next to it, side by side, at a speed that matches perfectly. Don't worry, others behind you may honk, but these drivers are ones that have been fooled by the unwritten law that the left lane should be used only for faster traffic or passing. We all know that this unwritten law is an ancient Greek myth used to attempt to make freeways of America more fluent and less frustrating.
Okay, welcome to this embassy meeting for this week. Now, I've called you all here to resume our discussions on my country's intentions of marijuana legalization. Oh. Mr. Jones, you've been bothering us with that for 3 weeks.
We don't want to hear your country's...
Okay. But please just understand.
No more understanding. This is an illegal drug.
Batman, we kill people in my country when they get caught.
It's illegal because we made it that way, and it could go to being legal if we say it. Mr. Jones, we've got so much more things to take care of, such as my country's idea of putting ramps on all street corners to help old ladies cross the street, you know?
And I want to buy more fire starters from Canada.
Well, too bad for you, because you're not getting out of here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Watch me. Hey, it's locked.
That's right, Mr. Anderson. It's locked from the outside.
Are you crazy?
See, I knew all of you would react this way, so I made sure I'd be taken seriously.
What's that noise?
It's the room filling up with pure hydro weed smoke.
Mr. Jones, have you lost it?
No, you're the ones who keep shutting me down. You'll understand the importance of my project in a few seconds.
Mr. Jones?
What?
Did you schedule caterer?
Why?
I'm hungry, man.
Hey, dude, wanna hear a good one?
Sure. I think I'll let my country grow pot and I'll tax it all.
Yo, Jones, who's your dealer?
He's a major supplier. He could do great deals for your country.
That's it. Oh, man, I'm gonna have my country legalize it.
I told you you'd like it.
Me too, man. My country's gonna have this shit in the corner stores, and it'll come with a free bag of chips and a free Mars bar, man.
Mr. Jones, do you have any seeds so my country can start producing?
Oh, yeah. Segment number 3 of show number 8. We are July 15, year 2006. And now you've heard like a jam-packed section of our show loaded with bong.dhs.org vintage material, stuff that I've recovered from the bong.dhs.org playlist and shoved up on today's show. I'm going to do this more often as well. As you can see, the sound does sound low quality, like I mentioned in the first segment of today's show. The sound is kind of low quality, and that's why I'm not too cool with using these very old skits. But I rearranged it so it wouldn't sound as bad as the original conversion. I actually used some graphic equalizers on it and so forth. So just brought up the sound back a little bit, even used some noise reduction that I didn't know how to do back then. So they're cleaned up in a slight way, but I still tried to keep the charm of the original version of these skits, which, you know, even if the charm was like a mistake like noise, I kept it in there, you know? There's a few things of those skits that, even though it was bad in terms of technical sound production, it was still good because it just kept the charm in the skit. Anyway, so that's for That's for the reintroduction of these skits onto BDO Radio. And another good advantage is that now I have a high-quality version of these. If I ever decide to reopen them and reuse them, there's no problem because I get a high-quality version of these. So, well, they're not really high-quality. They're enhanced versions from the low-quality one. But now I have them in high quality, so if I reopen the file, I won't damage it further. So that's a good thing. That's a plus. So it adds to... the reusable archives of bong.dhs.org. I'm probably going to go over way more stuff. But now I wanted to talk about something in this third segment of the show. Because I'm coming back from a really, really long road trip. It wasn't a road trip vacation kind of thing. It was like a do lots of road to get to your vacation destination kind of vacation. I took a vacation from June 30 to July 10. Year 2006, I went to Florida. But it's the way I went to Florida that makes the whole thing different. I went by road and I drove it all in one shot without sleeping or stopping. Well, I did stop to add gas and have supper and walk around a little bit, especially towards the end of the trips where I would start like feeling really tired. Not tired in a way I want to fall asleep at the wheel, tired in a way like I want to get home, man. And, well, the first ride on the way down, because it was July 4th weekend and because I had to take a sort of detour around Washington to avoid the massive traffic, I sort of took 30 hours to go all the way down to Florida, and I did not stop to sleep nor sleep in the process. That was a 30-hour drive. Quite interesting right there. And then we had another drive because I was with my girlfriend, reason why I say we, but she did not drive. We had another ride down that took 28 hours to come back. And again, no stopping, no sleeping. Quite a rough task to take on, and probably something that I will not repeat in the future. It was an experience to make, but it is not something I will repeat in the future. I've got to say one thing, thinking that my SRT4 would be a NAS bumper and a fucking race car-like car to go on such a long road trip, I gotta come back on those words and say that this car not only is a great race car and a NAS bumper, but it is also an excellent car for a really long road trip. You are comfortable in this unit, and it just rolls very steady, does not overconsume gas. I was very impressed by the performance of my car on the way down to Florida and on the way back up. Basically did everything without a single problem, and well, as we're talking, I added like 6,000 kilometers on the clicker, and well, in one shot, and the car's still doing great. So, really, the SRT4, I came back on my words and said that it was good. It's a great car. Now, I'm lucky to have had an SRT4. Because here's the topic, okay? Now, you might have noticed today that there are three Jack's Road Safety Tips in the show. There's the first one about accelerating when someone passes you. There's the second one about blocking a two-way highway by putting yourself next to somebody and going to the same speed. And, well, the last one's about elderly people, but that doesn't really come from my road trip. But the two first do. They come from my road trip, and I was very happy to have an SRT4. Now, as soon as I passed the Canadian border and went into the United States of America, people started, before I start blasting the way Americans drive on the freeway, I have to compliment their way of driving in the city. Americans are extremely respectuous, polite, and excellent city drivers in general. In my area in Florida, I've seen places where, you know, you got a 5-lane road and suddenly the fifth lane on the right merges to the fourth lane and then it becomes 4 lanes, right? And then there's a light, okay? In this scenario, in Quebec, my province in Canada, you would have at least 12 cars trying to bypass everybody waiting at the light by that fifth lane that merges and forces people to have to come back. And the people obviously on the fourth lane getting screwed over by these people would attempt to prevent them from passing. Now, I've seen this exact scenario in Florida, and there was nobody on the fifth lane. Everybody had already merged to the fourth lane, knowing that the fifth lane was ending, and everybody is just waiting in their lanes, nobody trying to screw over a turn from the right lane to the left. Now, I've seen that only once in the States. I see that way more often in Canada, and it was an elderly person, so maybe a little of my elderly person driving idea comes from that last station ID that you're gonna hear after this segment. But really, these Jack's road safety tips, the ones for the freeway, either there's like a fuck ton of Americans listening to BDO radio and listening carefully to these Jack's road safety tip skits thinking they're serious, but they're not, and taking them literally. Now, please, people out there, do not follow Jack's road safety tips, okay? Ever. Just don't, okay? They're sarcastic. Each and every tip is sarcastic. This is exactly what not to do on the road. If you want to follow Jack's road safety tips, do the exact opposite of each tip, okay? Otherwise, you will be an extremely unsafe driver. Anyways, yeah, they're Jack's road extreme unsafety tips is what they should be called, okay? But to be humorous, I call them Jack's road safety tips. Do you don't get that? Please do not follow these tips. Just know this, do not follow this advice. It is invalid advice designed for comedy. Now, the reason why I put so much emphasis on this is, okay, maybe the United States are not that much of BDO radio fans and they're not all listening to Jack's road safety tips, but they're doing exactly what Jack says, okay? And that troubles me. On the highway, it's another story. I've complimented Americans' ways of driving in the city. They are very respectful of the rules. They even speed just enough so that the traffic flows very well. This I enjoy as it's my way of driving. And rarely do I see rules retardedly broken. You know, there might be the eventual redneck taking up a lane in the wrong spot and just trying this crazy maneuver and failing in the process and then trying to get his way back in the lane. Yeah, I've seen that, okay? But in the city, they're fine. Now, it's the highways I'm really concerned with. Nobody has taught these people to drive properly on fucking highways. By God, Americans are horrible highway drivers compared to Canadians. It's just sad. Nobody is respecting that unwritten law of the left lane used for faster traffic or passing. Please stop using the left lane if you're going slower than the guy on the right. Then it makes people start to pass people by the right, and then the road gets really dangerous. Because imagine this, okay? You're ready to merge to the left, okay? Three-lane highway, this is the most crucial part why that the left lane should be used for passing and not for going slow, okay? Fast traffic and passing in the left lane on the three-lane highway, here's why. If people start having the need to pass by the right, and the people who can pass by the left get to do it, imagine this, the reflex of someone who has just finished a pass is to re-enter his own lane. Suppose both cars, the one going right and the one going left, originated their maneuver from the middle lane. They will want, after their pass, to return to the middle lane. Now, what if these two cars meet almost side by side after performing their pass? That the guy on the right anticipates the person on the left to stay on the left, while the person on the left anticipates the person on the right to stay on the right, and both make their move at the same time. They will not necessarily collide, but scare each other going into the same lane. It gets very dangerous when you got somebody going slow in the middle or left lane. Very slow traffic should keep the right. Mediumly fast traffic, let's say speed limit and a little above, should keep middle lane. And the people who want to speed way above the speed limit should use the left lane. People who want to pass should use the left lane around the people in the middle lane. It's just that simple. But people can't keep that up in the United States. It's just disastrous. And what's with the fucking speeding up when you're passing somebody? I don't see this in my country ever. I see this once every coming of the fucking Halley Comet, okay? What is the deal with people accelerating when I'm passing them? I have to end up, first off, these are the types of people that do not move aside from the left lane when they're going very slow. You end up having to pass them by the right. and while you pass them, you see them accelerate. Now, a few minutes ago, I said that I was happy to have an SRT4 after all for my road trip, and this is the reason. Because if I didn't have an SRT4, I would have been creamed at every attempt to pass. God damn it. I would pass the person with a very respectful 2 to 3 mile per hour difference, okay? It's just fast enough to zoom by, not too slow. 1 mile an hour is too slow to pass. 2 is getting there. 3 is just fine. You don't have to be a sick fuck about it. But very often, I would have to use my turbo to jump 10 miles an hour faster all of a sudden because this person would try to accelerate and prevent me from passing. Now, once or twice, I told myself, okay, maybe this person was sleeping on, you know, something, and now they finally woke up and decided, hey, wait, this person woke me up trying to pass me. I wanted to go as fast as this person, and they suddenly speed up. I've done this twice only. I've let the person pass. I attempted to pass, saw the person accelerate, and told myself, you know what? Maybe I just woke them up. And I placed myself behind them again. And it would not be 20 seconds before the person would be going at their initial fucking speed. What's the deal with that? I do not see this in Canada ever, ever, ever. Only elderly people would do this because they think that they own roads. Anyways, but I have not seen so many recurrences of this scenario as I have seen on the highways in the United States, and I'm a person to speak now on this because I've spent 30 hours and 28 hours, 58 hours of time nonstop on those goddamn highways. And you know what? It gets really aggravating to have to nail the gas every time you want to pass somebody because you know they're not going to let you through if you don't have the power. It's extremely annoying. And if these people are trying to like impose their own speed limit on everybody else, well, give it up, okay? You are not passing the speed limit. You will not get arrested. Please do not start caring for the others in the process. It is not making anyone happy, okay? And you're not being a holier man by doing this. Get the fuck out of the way, or at least just don't speed up as the person passes you. In fact, it is said in the unwritten law that you're supposed to slow down a little bit when someone passes you, which is what I do. Someone is going way faster than me. I do not try to start to race them. I move aside, slow down a little from my already fast enough speed to let this person get over with their pass and just enjoy their own road. And then I return to my lane, resume my fast speed, and just keep on going. It's just, I have seen so little courtesy on the US highways. I'm stunned that you guys are good city drivers. I'm just astonished by this. I'm placed in a position where I don't understand why the highways are like this. I don't know if it's that the people need to be re-explained the unwritten rule book of the highway, or if people need to be given a chill pill and stop trying to put a name on the lane they're rolling on. You know, like, my name's George and this lane is called George and you're not getting into it. That is just wrong, and you will cause highways to be a fucking hell to drive on, and probably a very dangerous hell to drive on. I mean, driving like this is, maybe you're not exceeding the speed limit, and maybe you're maybe not even breaking any official rules, but you are making the road a way more dangerous place. I mean, you are jeopardizing lives of people trying to pass you or driving around you, or actually just hanging in your whereabouts. Anyways, a big message to everybody out there. Please don't follow Jack's road safety tips. Anyways, that wraps up my talk segment for my second talk segment for show number 8. Therefore, wrapping up my work for it, you got a skit and a song coming up. The song is going to be basically a song from Blue Man Group. I'm going to put something really cool right there. And then I think I'm going to be putting It's Time to Start. Oh, yeah. And then you're going to be getting the final skit of the show, which is what fucking skit did I choose? Oh, yeah, Open Heart. It's fucking hilarious. And right before that, you're going to have another Jack's Road Safety Tip, probably the funniest one we've made so far, because it talks about elderly people on the road. Oh, yeah. So as for me, I'll see you on show number 9 or on a live show, broadcasted show there. And Also, I'd like to remind people the mailing list is the best place to know when BDO Radio are releasing new stuff, doing something new, or how to get our live schedules. Yes, our live show schedules. Type in your web browser, bdoradio.com. You enter the website. Once you're there, on the menu to your left, you click mailing list. This will take you to a page where you can type in your email address, hit the button, and you're subscribed. Oh, yeah. And this way, you're going to get news about our live shows and about the release of recorded shows, new stuff on BDO television. And with the new system that's been basically implemented at BDO Radio, we really don't abuse of the usage of our mailing list anymore. It is used sparsely but efficiently, so there's no more like annoying 3 messages in 3 days kind of things. We keep it quite sparse now. So I welcome everybody to subscribe to that. For the live shows, how to know on your desktop the second they start, that would be bdoradio.com/notifier, N-O-T-I-F-I-E-R. Notifier, yes, that's a place where you can download a little application working on your desktop, giving you, not unlike MSN Messenger notifications, alerts on your desktop about live shows the second they start at BDO Radio. So that really is the best tool to get, because if there's a cancellation, that thing will not come up on the night of the live show that's been canceled. It'll only come up the second we go on live. So it's a really good little beacon to have to stay in touch with BDO Radio. And well, that's it, people. I'll see you around, and enjoy the song and the skit.
BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Rock concert movement number 1. The basic head bob. Ready, go. Go.
man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 63.
Hi, I'm Jack. If you are elderly, laws of the road do not apply to you. Society will understand your own way of driving due to your age and the symptoms of slight impairment the wear of time has imposed on you. Go straight through reds, roll on the medians, change lanes without flasher, go below the minimum speed limits, leave your lights off at night, leave your car on drive in the parking lot and accidentally have your car crash through a store, panic and hit the accelerator in the process, kill a few school children being dropped off at home while you drive on the sidewalk. You have the veto of the road. If you get intercepted by an officer, state your age as the excuse for the rule you've broken. You will be immediately let off with half a warning.
Ah, sir! Sir, why do I have to be awake during this open heart surgery? I'm gonna freak out!
Okay, well, this is a special operation. We keep the patient awake.
But...
Because you wanna see what we do, so you can't sue us.
But...
Scalpel!
I don't wanna be awake! I won't sue you!
And then okay, don't move now. But, I'm gonna cut you open. Shut up! I'm gonna cut you here. This feels good. It hurts, man. It's okay. Once you pass out, you won't feel a thing.
But,
give me the screwdriver, Philip.
If I'm gonna pass out, just put me to sleep, please.
Head first, because you gotta cut the sensation.
Okay, we're gonna give you some laughing glass. Some laughing gas. Okay, forget about the laughing gas. We're gonna give you a scalpel.
Not a scalpel!
Okay!
No.
We're gonna fix your heart rate right here. Oh shit, man, it's bleeding.
Bleeding. I wonder, poking him in the eye, he's gonna bleed.
I need a sponge.
I'll give you a sponge and a...
Okay. He passed out. He's dead. Okay. It's okay, the heart is beating.
What's this? I'm gonna sue you two guys. I tell you.
We're gonna put some lead into your heart.
But...
It's healthy. It's a new method.
Lead?
We only use this on special clients.
What the hell are you gonna... Why lead? Are you sick?
Hold on. Let me have a sip of my beer. All right. So now, we're gonna insert 50 milligrams of lead, please.
A what? 50 legs?
All right, that's good. We're gonna insert this into your heart. There you go. Doesn't that feel good? There you go. And now we're gonna put one of those machines there. What's it called? Those machines that fix the heart there.
The heart problem maker.
No, the pacemaker. Okay, we're gonna put a pacemaker in you.
On? Can speak.
How does that feel? I put the pacemaker. Oh shit. Okay, now I'm gonna sew you up. Okay? You're distracting me. I have to be silent. Ah, there you go. Double stitch. You're all fixed up. How do you feel? Nice job. Everything is good.